Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network, D Slate, in it to win it once again on this lovely morning, April 14th, 2017. Yes, Friday is upon us once again. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. All you out there enjoying your mornings, if you're working, if you're driving, whatever you're doing going into your day. Please enjoy your day, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us today on the Late Day Show with your boy, D. Slate. Today on the show, we got a great show for you guys today. Today we're going to be talking with funny man comedian Ryan Davis. He's going to be joining us today, internet star, funny man comedian Ryan Davis. Going to get it in with us about 30 minutes past the hour or so. We'll get an opportunity to talk with him, as well as later in the show, we'll be talking to the African King of Comedy himself, the hilarious comedian actor Michael Blackson is joining us today. So all you mother suckers out there that are listening, yes, Michael Blackson is going to be hanging out with us today. So make sure you tune in and listen in for that as well. Also, Michael is going to be here this weekend, Saturday night, here in Arizona, performing at the Comerica Theater with Marlon Wayans, D. Ray Davis, John Witherspoon, and Ricky Smiley. So if you're here in Arizona, if you haven't got your tickets, make sure you get your tickets. Go check those brothers out. It's going to be an all-star comedy explosion, man. It's going to be hilarious, absolutely. Each and every one of those brothers are funny in their own rights. So definitely make sure you guys come check that out. As well as also tonight here in Arizona at the Celebrity Theater, it's the Grown and Sexy double play concert. They have one show tonight and a show tomorrow night. Tonight it's Music Soul Child, Donnell Jones, Avant, Life Jennings, and Vivian Green. So definitely make sure you guys go check them out tonight as well at the Celebrity Theater. Getting it in for the fit-ins, you know how we do it. Yes. I saw some information about our girl Kelly Rowland I guess she was accosted by anti-fur protesters at a book signing on Wednesday at a New Jersey bookstore. But, you know, of course she's now, you know, laughing off the incident. But she was in Ridgewood, New Jersey, promoting her book, Wow, a Whoa Baby, when a few people pretending to be fans suddenly turned on her and began to chant while holding up signs. A video shows people in the bookstore stand up saying, "This goes out to all the animals that were tortured and murdered so Kelly can wear their fur." And as they broke into chants like "fur trade, death trade," and "Kelly Rowland has blood on her hands," they also held up signs that had accusations like "Kelly Rowland animal buster." Look, first of all, I get it. You know, I get the protesters. I understand, you know, that, you know, I understand that, you know, they're doing what they got to do to, you know, protect the animals. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with them for, you know, protecting animal rights. And that's fine. But, yeah, you know, whether she, you know, she's wearing it or not, understand, she's not the one that killed the animal. She's not the one that murdered it. So all she did was purchase the fur and wear it. That's it. Now, she might not even purchase it. Somebody else could have probably got it for her. You never know the situation. But I get it. I understand the protesters, and that's fine. But, you know, you can't come at her like, you know, she's the murderer and she's the one that murdered the animals. I mean, it's a whole different story. But, you know, it's good that, you know, Kelly can laugh that off and, you know, and, you know, not have to, you know, deal with a serious situation. Luckily, it wasn't as serious, and they didn't do nothing really crazy to get her attention. So, big shout out, you know, to Kelly Rowland for handling that well and not having to go through something crazy. Definitely keep checking it out. It's going down right here on the Late Day Show. It's your boy D Slate. We will be talking with funny man comedian Ryan Davies in a little bit, as well as actor comedian the hilarious Mr. Michael Blackson is going to be joining us a little later. So we got a nice show for you. You know, we're playing the hits, playing all your favorite hits. Also today on the show we'll be doing our now traditional indie triple play, which is three hits from some fantastic indie artists that we like to showcase and promote on the D-Hour Radio Network, giving them a voice and giving them an outlet. We like to consider ourselves the outlet for indie artists and giving them a chance to showcase their music, because there are some incredible indie artists out there and they deserve to have their music played. So absolutely, if you're an indie artist and you like to have your music played on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. Got the hits. When we come back, it's going down right here on the Late Day Show. Steve Slate.
I've been here all night.
Ariana.
I've been here all day.
Nicki
Minaj. And boy, you got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you. Give you fresh cypher flow. Wrist icicle, ride deck bicycle. Hum true, yo. Get you the cypher blow. If you wanna manage, I gotta tricycle.
All these bitches close with my mini me. I be smoking, so they call me Young Nicky Chimney. Rappers and they feelin' cause they feelin' me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gum pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana Run Pop.
Friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause
I need you right now. find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Turn it up. Are you down? Of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
DL Radio Networks, D Slate, The Late Day Show. Getting it in, playing all your hits. You know how we do it. Again, it's the April 14th, 2017, on this lovely Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Yes, indeed. Everybody is getting ready to enjoy their weekend. Easter weekend. Yes, it's Easter weekend. It's Good Friday today, so be good on Good Friday. And everybody just enjoy your weekend. It's Easter weekend, you know. Everybody going to be going to church, you know, putting their dress clothes on. Yeah, I went old school. I said dress clothes. Putting their dress clothes on. All the kids are going to be eating candy and looking for eggs and decorating eggs. And families are going to be cooking some great dinners out there. So it's going to be a great Easter weekend. Be safe. Please enjoy your Easter weekend. And, you know, don't do nothing I wouldn't do. And if you do, just don't tell nobody. Now to kick off this lovely Friday, and you know, on Fridays, you know, it's certain things that happen on Fridays. You know, people get their paychecks, and you know, they go buck wild. So, in honor of that, I'm going to kick off this hit for you guys, so you can enjoy your Friday, and hopefully, when we get back, we'll be able to talk with the one and only funny man comedian, Ryan Davis, right here on the Late Day Show. It's D Slate. It's Friday. TGIF. Come on now.
Yeah.
For the fit ins, playing the hits. It's the Late Day Show with your boy D Slate. Johnny Kemp just got paid. Very traditional for this lovely Friday morning. Easter weekend is coming up, so definitely enjoy your Easter weekend and be safe. Please be safe. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. And like I said, if you do, just don't tell nobody. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce our first guest for tonight. Comedian Ryan Davis is a viral internet star. His videos on his Facebook page regularly get millions of views, and he has nearly 1.5 million followers. Ryan is a rising comedian out of Concord, North Carolina, who blends quick wit with southern charm and a knack for storytelling with the latest happenings in America. He is quickly gaining attention of comedy clubs and selling across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Radio Network welcome and the Late Day Show welcome to the one and only funny man, the one and only Mr. Ryan Davis.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I was like, this guy sounds interesting. I was like, oh, he's talking about me. Oh, okay. All right.
I couldn't wait for him with this guy.
I need to
take you on the road. You need to introduce me when I hit the stage, man.
No doubt. You know, people tell me that, man. I think I might have to get a job doing that, definitely, man. So how you doing, bro? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Great. Just on the road, man. Knocking out this tour. It's wonderful, man.
Hey, that's cool, man. You know, and you know, I used to, you know, I did stand up, you know, myself back in the day, man, when I was in college and different things like that. And so I know how hard it is, man. I know a lot of people out there tend to think that it's easy to do stand up and, you know, it's, you know, all they're doing is telling jokes, you know, I mean, I'm funny and, you know, some people think it's easy, but it's truly not easy. It really is.
Oh no, man. I think it's the hardest art form there is, man. You come in, it's just you in a room full of people with expectations who's paid, then you have to be funny. Like, it's one thing to be funny in a group of people, you know, in conversation. It's another thing when that's the reason they're there. And it's definitely difficult, man, but I love the challenge, man. It's every time I'm up there, I feel at home. So, I mean, I think it takes a special kind of person to want to do that for the rest of their life, man.
No, you're right. And it really does, man. It does take a special person to be able to get up there, man, and make people laugh. I think that's such a huge gift, man, to be able to make people laugh. And it makes people feel better at the end of the day, because if they're coming to your show and they may be down or depressed about something, and, man, they just need to cheer up a little bit, man. So they come to your show and they laugh, and, you know, they at the end of the day when they leave your show, they're feeling better about themselves. So I think it's truly a gift, man, definitely.
I'm telling you, that's the biggest reward, man. Whenever someone tells you, like, post, like, I do meet and greet after every single one of my shows, because, like you said, like, with the internet situation and millions of followers and everything, I want to meet these people. I want to meet these people who put me in this situation, you know? Nothing without my fans, so I want to meet them. And to hear all the stories, man, I've heard stories where people were contemplating suicide, ran across one of my videos and laughed, ended up binge watching it and decided not to. And you know what I mean? I meet them at shows and it's crazy. Laughter is seriously the best medicine or whatever you got going on in life, man. It's amazing.
Absolutely, bro. Now, how did you get started in comedy?
At first I was in college. And I got bored and started making, like, little comedic videos on YouTube. And then that was, like, 2011, and I stopped for a while because I broke my camera. And if you know anything about college students, there is no extra money to go buy a camera.
It really isn't.
No. So that ended my video career right then. And then in 2013, I started doing stand-up. And for two years of doing, like, 7 mics a week,
wow.
building, working on that craft. Oh, man, I'm a tireless worker, man. because I take it seriously, man. It's not to be played around with. Being booed is not funny. Constantly working on the craft, and I missed making videos. I did. So while I was, you know, working on my craft and everything, I started making videos again, and out of nowhere, one of them just took off, man. It was crazy. It actually got so many notifications that my phone started to burn me in my pocket. It overheated.
Oh, wow.
Thank God I ain't have a Note 7.
For real.
I know that's right. I wouldn't even be here if I had a. So, man, I kept putting out content, and people really shared my, you know, they had the same sense of humor. I actually didn't expect that. That was the biggest shock to me, because sarcasm and you know, sarcasm and satire kind of it isn't always very popular. You know what I mean? It's usually like a niche market for that, but nah, it's definitely, I think comedy is changing a little bit.
It really is.
So, yeah. The people now, like the little nuances and things instead of straightforward and reminiscent all the time.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, bro. Now you definitely got some, a few stand-up dates coming up April 16th. You're going to be performing at Helium in St. Louis. April 23rd, you're at
Buffalo,
New York.
Mm-hmm.
And April 25th, you're at the Improv in Arlington, Texas. Now, you have a special show on Thursday, April 20th, in San Francisco at Comedy for a Cause at the Fillmore Heritage Center. Man,
absolutely.
Tell us about that, bro.
Oh, man. Comedy for a Cause has been going around for a while, actually. It used to be a comedy tour. And it's for cannabis. It's on 420. It's an unofficial holiday, if you guys know. I'm sure some listeners definitely know about 420. And it's Comedy for a Cause. It'll be me, Nikki Glazer, and Brian Bowers. It's done by Leafly. They're the world's biggest information resource when it comes to cannabis. And actually, the show will be taking place. I'm in the San Francisco show, but they're doing it in Seattle and Los Angeles. And to commemorate it, the tickets are only $420. So it's a really big thing, man. And I'm glad that, you know, I was chosen to be a part of it. So, man, I can't wait, to be completely honest with you.
Definitely. Well, if anybody, all the listeners that are listening right now, if you're in the San Francisco area and or in California, April 20th, definitely make sure you guys get your tickets to go see Ryan, Nikki, and Brian at the Comedy for a Cause at the Heritage Center. Definitely go check them out, man. And also check out some of Brian's other dates. If you're in St. Louis, Missouri, if you're in Buffalo, New York, April 16th, April 23rd, make sure you get your tickets. If you're in Texas, April 25th, get your tickets to the Improv and go check out Ryan. Man, let me ask you this real quick, Brian. How special was social media, man? Because, you know, before that came along, you know, comedians just did shows, man, and they just did show after show after show and just trying to get their name out there, man, and get themselves out there. But with social media, man, I mean, you know, you can have a rising comedian, man, that can become a star overnight, man. And so social media is special now, man, because, like I said, we didn't have that before. But now that we do, man, you can post a video and it goes viral, man. And it's kind of incredible, man, when you think about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's you're able to reach pretty much anyone in the world from your couch or your desktop or your laptop. You know what I mean? It's definitely changed the game a lot. I don't think it's a different kind of hustle. I don't think it's I don't think it's easier. You know what I mean? It's just you can get a reach faster, but you still gotta, you know, put the work in, because like I said, you know, I went viral, but that didn't change. So like right now I'm almost at a 1.5 million followers, but when I made the first video to go viral, my page, I gained 20,000 fans, but 20,000 is nowhere near 1.5 million. You have to keep putting content out there and just keep working at it. You just got to put out as much content as possible. So instead of hitting, like, comedians that would have to hit stages everywhere and touch that group, one group at a time, it allows you to cast a big net. But you have to keep casting that net all the same, you know?
Right. Now, for the fans, bro, who don't know how to catch up with you on social media, where can they find you at?
Oh man, you just you go to Ryan Davis Comedy on Instagram, or you can put in Ryan Davis in Facebook and go to my Facebook page. Last year I released, I think, somewhere near 160 videos. So I have plenty of content. You can binge watch. Yeah. Yeah. Busy. Busy. I plenty of videos about current events and things of that nature. That's, it's like, my own news channel, man, if you will, for pop culture and news and politics.
So instead of Netflix and chill, they can just Ryan Davis and chill.
You can Ryan Davis and chill. I'm telling you, it works better than Netflix, fellas. Just throwing it out there.
That's what's up. Hey, now, you know, for the, you know, for your shows that are coming up. Now, let me ask you, man. Do you have any other aspirations to, like, it? Are you trying to do, like, television or any movies or anything like that?
I'm in the process of working on a television show, actually, two types of shows.
Okay.
Man, this is the dream. The funny part is, I never thought I'd be in front of the camera. I always wanted to write and do behind the scenes type stuff because I didn't think I was cute enough. So, so I was like, yeah, like I looked in the mirror and was like, yeah, that ain't gonna be the route, Ryan. So,
behind the scenes for you.
Yeah, I was like, but you gotta, hey, you worked on this writing, you know what I mean? You still got a shot being somebody. So, that's why I worked on it. Yeah, but I ain't have money to hire nobody, so I had to put myself in front of the camera.
What a lot of
people don't know about my videos, I shoot it, I write the content, I edit it, I do everything. Like, it's just me. It's a one-stop shop, you know? I have to do everything. All I needed was somebody to be in front of the camera and deliver, but I couldn't afford that, so unfortunately people had to look at my face. And then there was a lot of women out there going, you know what, it ain't that bad. The face ain't that bad.
And look, hey, eventually it happens to a brother though, man. So I could appreciate that for real. Well, man, I gotta say I've seen your videos, man. I think you're hilarious, man. And definitely, I hope everybody that's listening, go check my man Ryan out in St. Louis on April 16th in Buffalo, New York.
Easter,
on April
23rd. Get your Easter, get your pink, your yellows, your blues, get your loud, go home. Eat with the family, you know what I'm saying? Do all that, and now you're covered in the Lord, and then you get to come watch me be a heathen. Come do that.
That's it.
Your Sunday is perfect after that, I'm telling you.
If you're in San Francisco, definitely please go check him out at the Fillmore Heritage Center for Comedy for a Cause.
That's going to be an amazing show.
Definitely make sure you guys do that. Well, Ryan, man, I got to say, man, I like to say to our guests, man, you come on as a guest, you leave as a family member, bro. So you're a family member now, man. So we're going to keep supporting everything you can do, man. I really appreciate
it. I got to support D-Slate, man. That's right. And look, it's definitely a pleasure to be on here, man. I got excited, got low-key excited. I ain't wanna fan out too bad when I was told I was going to be on it. I was like, let me be regular as much as possible, man. But you do great work, man.
Well, I appreciate you, man. Definitely, man. I think you're a hilarious comedian, man. So much success to you. And when you do come out to the Arizona area, man, I'm gonna make sure I come check you out.
All right, man. Arizona.
Yes, Arizona.
Yeah, Tempe Improv in July.
I will be there to see you, man.
Yeah.
You stay blessed, man, and continued success, bro. And I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely, bro. Be blessed.
You too.
The Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, funny man Ryan Davis hanging out with us right here on the late day show. You know, you already know how we do it. We got I gotta play some quick music for you real quick. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the African king of comedy himself, the one and only Michael Blackson. We got some Zed featuring Alicia Cara. Stay, let's go.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own. But we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time, the clock is ticking, so stay, all you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine, the clock is ticking, so stay.
Fucked around and got attached to you. Friends can break your there are two. And I'm always tired, but never of you. If I pulled a U on you, you wouldn't like that shit. I put this reel out, but you wouldn't bite that shit. I type a text, but then I never mind that shit. I got these feelings, but you never mind that shit. Oh, oh, keep it on the low. You're still in love with me, but your friends don't know. If you wanted me, you would just say so. And if I were you, I would never let me go. I don't mean no harm, I just miss you on my arm. Wedding bells were just alarms, caution tape around my heart. You ever wonder what we could have been? You said you wouldn't and you fucking did. Lie to me, lie with me, get your fucking fix. Now all my drinks and all my feelings are all fucking mixed. Always missing people that I shouldn't be missing. Sometimes you gotta burn some bridges just to create some distance. I know that I control my thoughts and I should stop reminiscing. But I learned from my dad that it's good to have feelings when love and trust are gone. I guess this is moving on. Everyone I do right does me wrong. So every lonely night I sing this song.
I hate you, I love you, I hate that. But I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her. All alone I watch you watch her, like she's the only girl you've ever seen. You don't care, you never did. Give a damn about me. Yeah, all alone I watch you watch her. She is the only thing you ever see. How is it you never noticed that you were slowly killing me? I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her.
Gone. Oh, I'm gonna love you now like it's all I have. have, and I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now, like it's all I have. And I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I just wanna love you now.
And I'm still in your bed. Good night, you sleep means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, who are you? You look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. We used to talk till midnight. All those days that you stayed at my house, we were just passing the time. When we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience together day and night. Yeah, deny on our supply, yeah, we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me.
Feeling for you, I know that people say I promise this is not a dream. I'm really here with you, and you're here with me. Sometimes, almost like always, yeah.
Radio Network, the late day show, your boy D Slade playing the hits, music soul child with I Do, right here on the late day show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to our brother Ryan Davis for hanging out with us today. Definitely make sure you guys go check him out. He's on social media, Facebook, YouTube. He's an internet sensation, rising comedian. If you're in the St. Louis area on April 16th, make sure you go check him out. As well as if you're in the San Francisco area on April 20th, definitely go check him out as well. Well, it looks like we won't get an opportunity to talk with Michael Blackson today, but definitely make sure you guys go check him out at the Comerica Theater this Saturday night in Phoenix, Arizona, for that all-star comedy show with Marlon Wayans, John Witherspoon, D-Ray Davis, Ricky Smiley, as well as Michael. So definitely make sure you guys go check that out and go support those brothers, man. They're hilarious. It's going to be an amazing show, so definitely make sure you guys go do that. Well, to keep kicking it off for you guys, I'm going to definitely end it off with you guys today with what we like to call the Indie Triple Play. Three indie artist hits. Some great indie artists that we come across all the time and who we showcase all the time on the show. So big shout out to all the indie artists who work hard at making their craft great. And you guys have some phenomenal music. So definitely, you know, we're gonna keep showcasing you on the DIY Radio Network. So time for Indie Triple Play right here on the DIY Radio Network's The Late Day Show. Got some Jeff Hendrix, some Tiffany Mignon, some Erica Page. Let's go.
You want to get back because I'm fly. You having regrets because I'm fly. Simple as this, just don't try. You shouldn't have left my side. You're holding your breath. You might die because I'm fine.
Kyle Ayers.
Crying about something, whether it's a temple.
Thank you. Fred to go. Tiffany Mignon, what up, baby? Amadeus on the beat. Let's go, boy. I'm on the dance floor. That's when I had an epiphany. That's when I seen Shorty. Oh, that's Tiffany. I jumped in the game. Amadeus the referee. DJ throwing some Fred to God, preferably. Mama moving. I hit her with the wop. She started giggling. Oh, yeah, I'm from the block. Switched to the two-step. Then hit her with the shuffle. Then I spent off. I'll be back in a couple.
All week, working hard. Can't wait to get down tonight. With my ladies, yeah, we feeling all right. About to hop up in my 745, cause I'm ready to party. And we're about to tear this club up, looking cute with my hair up. By the end of the night, I'ma let my hair down.
DJ's playing my favorite song.
I got my freakum dress on, with my nails done, hair done, everything did. Champagne with the top of the lid, yeah.
Everybody toast, toast. About to do the most, most.
Meet me on the floor.
Why don't you just stay with me? Till it hurt. Come and get dessert. Show me what you got. It's just a night away.
Gonna shake my derriere.
Yeah, yeah.
The night is so remarkable. My body, unstoppable.
Hello.
Let me see your two-step. The party's not over yet. Ladies, if you know you look good, let's make it last forever.
DJ's playing my favorite song.
I got my freakum dress on. With my nails done, hair done, everything did. Champagne with the top of the lid. Yeah,
everybody toast, toast.
About to do the most.
Come and get dessert.
Shout to the Ciroc, now we back to business. The spotlight's on, crowd in the back's a witness. He screaming, go Fred, some go Tiff. Can't really grind on her, I'm packing a 4/5. Everybody jumped in, they threw on the right song. This electric slide might turn on the lights on. Watch, not talking my bright lawn. Look at all this ice on, you saying the price wrong. Back to Tiff, the club is gon' flip. Turn it to a house party, kidding, play kicks. I'm heavy, some moves I get away with. Fred the Garden, nothing to play with. I'm out of here.
Everybody toast, toast. About to do the most, most. Meet me on the floor.
Why don't you just stay with me?
Yeah.
Watch me while I work,
work.
Learn till it hurt,
hurt.
Come and get dessert.
Show me what you got. It's just a night away.
D-Hour Radio Network, East Late. That was the indie triple play, playing all the hits. Tiffany Mignon would Dance the Night Away. Before that was Jeff Kendrick. Jeff Hendrick with Saturday, and Erica Page with I'm Fine. Big shout out to all the indie artists that we showcase right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Well, it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to thank our brother Ryan Davis for hanging out with us today on the Late Day Show, as well as make sure you guys go tonight. If you're here in Arizona, make sure you guys go tonight to check out the Grown and Sexy concert at the Celebrity Theater with Music Soul Child, Vivian Green, Donnell Jones, Avant, and Life Jennings. Is going to be a great show. Make sure you guys go check that out, as well as tomorrow at the Comerica Theater
for the All-Star Comedy Jam with hosted by the one and only our brother Marlon Wayans, as well as the brothers John Witherspoon, D. Ray Davis, Ricky Smiley, and Michael Blackson. Definitely make sure you guys go check them out. Those brothers are hilarious, and the show is going to be very, very entertaining and very funny. So make sure you guys get your tickets. Go check it out. It's your boy D. Slate. I'm going to end it off with our brother Ruben Studdard with his joint Together. We'll see you guys next time. It's the Late Day Show. D. Slate, we out.
For you, I'm giving.